Is it irrational to value the looks or aesthetic attractiveness of a potential romantic partner more than his or her character and personal qualities? A friend of mine says she regards a certain man as great for her and her for him, but refuses to date him because any level of intimacy with him would repel her. Is her attitude right? Well, as you presented, she's not necessarily saying that looks or physical attractiveness is more important than his values. She could be saying simply, one necessary condition of a relationship is a certain kind of attractiveness or value. And in many circumstances, that can be perfectly rational. It depends on the nature of the physical flaws and the meaning they might have in her life. Now, suppose, for instance, a person has freckles or has a receding chin. On the face of it, these would be minor blemishes. And if, in fact, you find a person great, I can't see why they would prevent you from wanting a relationship. On the other hand, suppose the person has something that is in a different category, has tics continually on his face, oozing with something or other, then, obviously, you can think they're a great character, but you don't want to go to bed with them or her. So, up to a point, I think you can say that certain physical blemishes are insignificant, or should be, but past that point, no one can say where the line is to be drawn. It's up to the girl or the man to decide. Even suppose it's a mere association on her part. Let's say she was raped by a guy who had freckles, and that's still embedded into her subconscious. It's still integrated with the rest of what she believes, and she knows intellectually that it proves nothing about another freckled man. But she is trapped in this association, which she cannot break. Now, sometimes with appropriate therapy and insight, you can get rid of that. But sometimes in a sexual context, you can't. Sex has a physical element and not just an element of, you know, character, ideas, values, greatness. And you have to choose in that realm not only by your intellectual affinity, but by what you want, what you respond to on the physical level. If you are turned off, even by John Galt, that is nothing against you per se. You simply say, that is not my kind of face. Now, if you're against the face because you think the character it reveals is too strong, then that's your problem. But if it's simply anatomically, for whatever reason, sex is the most personal thing, you should respond to whatever you find attractive, given the context. I mean, I draw the line at animals, corpses, pedophilia, etc., etc. But those things taken for granted, I would say this girl that is cited is rational. If his appearance repels her, then she should say goodbye to sex with him. Or if she got to know him better, maybe she would overcome that. Maybe. Ayn Rand used to tell a story of a man who had very big, thick legs, especially ankles. And he told Ayn Rand how ugly this was. He couldn't stand a woman with legs like that. And then I think some months or years later, he came to visit her and he said, look at her beautiful piano legs. And the flaw had become a virtue because when he loved her, he loved everything about her, even the things that he thought were negative, because it was part of her. That may happen, but the point is it may not happen. And if you find something repulsive, you can't say to anybody, well, nevertheless, go ahead and sleep with them and maybe it'll work out. You cannot do it.